Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm here with Joe Rafferty. He's the chief exec at Mersey Care and one of the co-founders of the Zero Suicide Alliance. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing fantastic. This is a very exciting day for us.
Tell us about the day. What's the story so far and who are you going to have here?
So a while back, we actually launched the Zero Suicide Alliance, but we've taken our time, in a sense, to get to this inaugural conference. We've talked a lot offline to lots of the people who are members of the Alliance. And today, you know, we kick off, first of all, with Jackie Doyle Price, Minister for Suicide Prevention, which is just a fantastic acknowledgement of the importance of what we're trying to do, you know, which is not replace anything that currently goes on, but to knit together all of the excellence that goes on. So when the three of us founded the Alliance, we were very clear that it wasn't because of a shortage of knowledge or will or commitment in our system, but it was complicated to navigate around if you were actually trying to change the system. So we've got Jackie here today, which is a big thumbs up for us. The Department of Health itself is a funder of the Zero Suicide Alliance. So Jackie is here as minister, but is also here as stakeholder, which is tremendous. Steve, Geraldine Strathdee and myself will do a little introduction to the sort of three key areas, which is how do we engage better people and businesses and the system more broadly? How do we move into a sort of new digital space? I think one of the things about the Alliance is we're really about connecting knowledge. Knowledge is all over the place. It's difficult to get a hold of. And I think particularly if you're in a front line, in the NHS, in social care, in a voluntary sector organisation, in those moments of crisis, it can be very difficult sometimes to lay your hands on what you need. And part of our objective is the go-to resource, that if you're a primary school teacher dealing with a young person who suddenly wants advice, we can go to role-based information for people very quickly. And lastly, and this for me is a massive passion, we can't learn unless we feel safe to learn. So the notion of a safe culture in which to learn is tremendously important. And then running through all of that, of course, is one of the big things that we've been doing, which is our awareness training, you know, which for me is a dead simple driver in this. When we've asked lots of questions before and after the training about is suicide inevitable, actually it's surprisingly high the number of people, including clinical people, who think suicide's inevitable. That number changes dramatically after the training. But I call it the inevitability paradox. How, if we think something is inevitable, are we going to go about preventing it? And that, for me, is one of the things that we must absolutely tackle in the Alliance, is the mind shift that if we shift from inevitability to prevention, then we will marshal all of this evidence around prevention with a different level of passion and intensity. And that's what this Alliance is about, is increasing that passion, drawing the knowledge into easier... drawing the knowledge into easier places to get at. And then I think, you know, turning this into a social movement. So there are about 150 organisations signed up. A lot of them are here today. They span our system, you know, from big NHS organisations to small social enterprises to people who've just got an interest, you know. And I think that's the power of this, is it's a sort of glue in the suicide prevention agenda. The other thing I think, just to reference, is since we started the Alliance, we've been inundated really with connections from other places. It's brilliant today that we'll have the Northern Ireland Zero Suicide group here, which is the six mental health trusts in Northern Ireland who've hooked up with us. But Australia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Italy, United States, we're all in a conversation now, you know, and one of the things we will announce today is that the fifth Zero Suicide International Summit will also be the one-year birthday conference for the Zero Suicide Alliance. That'll be in Liverpool in 2020, and we will bring the world in to talk about our agenda. So I think these things wouldn't have happened without the alliance in place. So without sort of overclaiming for it, I think we can already begin to see the power of when you connect differently and when you share differently. So I think connecting, collaborating and accelerating our learning, that's what it's about.
The vision is really clear and the kind of power of this coalition is really exciting. Can you give us an example of how practically this has worked in your neck of the woods? How have you managed to sort of start these suicide figures coming down?
Well, we've focused pretty much in Merseycare now. If I just talk about my own trust experience as a member, we've focused for the past 3 years on reducing deaths of patients in our services. And what we've seen now is we're measuring 3-year rolling averages of the suicide rate for the trust. So not the number of suicides, but the rate. And we've seen a reduction of about 30% in 3 years, which is actually a great result. You know, it shows if you focus on these things, you can do it. So for us, it was connecting our training across the whole workforce. We've got 8,500 staff in the trust, and we've about 7,000 of them trained. Now, that includes people who don't deal with mental health patients. They're district nurses or community nurses, they're child health teams. But what it's doing is raising awareness at every stage. Secondly, we focused very heavily on safety planning and focused very heavily on getting interventions into people in any departments and in other places where we've seen deliberate self-harm. And we're seeing big reductions now in that. And if you take deliberate self-harm as a potential indicator of suicide risk, then you can see how we're beginning to knock onto these numbers. But what's really interesting is our system has now said, it's the Liverpool City Region, has said, actually, it feels like you're changing things here. We want to do some of this as well, because it's great to tackle the issue for patients in your care. But for us in the Liverpool City Region, that tackles about a third of the deaths. There's still 2/3 of the people out there we need to do more about. So Liverpool City Region, with the Metro Mayor, has adopted a zero suicide approach. The Cheshire and Mersey Partnership is now talking about exactly the same thing. Several councils have come on board now to train their councillors and things like that. So the interesting thing about this is it feels like it's a boulder at the top of a hill, you know? And what we're going to do now is push, you know. But the power of this will be in the momentum as Boulder runs down the hill. But I sense already that that's starting to happen in places.
So if people outside of healthcare are listening to this,
yeah,
teachers, police officers, somebody in a corporate setting, what should they do if they're interested in getting involved?
Well, if you go to the website, you'll find the contact details. We'd ask you to join. We've only ever said the only cost of joining is to engage your organisation in the training and to sign up to the Zero Suicide Declaration. But, I mean, what we will do as we mature is we really want to invite people in to have conversations with us. I mean, you raise the interesting point about sort of, you know, maybe businesses listening to this, but we have already worked with Lloyds Bank to think about how we adopt the awareness training more particularly for the environment that they operate in. So, you know, banks, for example, often have call centres that are dealing with people who are in debt, and those call handlers can sometimes face really difficult conversations. So we've already been in to apply some training, awareness training, to advise and think about how to handle and manage. And if you think ultimately about our go-to digital capability, we hope to have something that we can simply flag if you're, you know, in the finance industry dealing with somebody in distress, because we know that debt is a major issue that causes, drives people into that sort of crisis. So you can see how this begins to link the system with a sort of invisible stitching. And that's really what this is about. You know, I'll always say, Steve will say, and Geraldine will say, we have no desire to own this system. you know, because you're on the road to nowhere if you try to own stuff. The power of this is it's a system. And I think there are an awful lot of people out there working in suicide prevention who day in, day out, conduct wonderful, amazing acts of probably what I'd describe as individual heroism. But we've got to make this about the system. We've not got to place all of the responsibility on one professional group in shoulders. But to say this is everybody's business, and the Alliance is actually a vehicle to say, no matter who you are and what sector you work in, suicide is something that visits everybody. It's pretty indiscriminate, actually. Although we do know that people with you know, from certain social characteristics, etc., are probably more at risk. But it's everybody's business. And I think in this world where there's more information, I think, than we can shake a stick at about what to do. The problem is none of it's QA'd, quality assured. So I've suffered this myself when I've been looking for bits of information, and I look at it and I think, well, I need to be somewhere, you know, between a statistician, a professor of psychiatry, and, you know, some other form of genius to try and get at this, to understand whether or not I should put my faith in this or not. And the objective is to see if we can, out of all of that, draw the stuff that we think really matters on a role-based way. That's the other really critical part about this. Draw the stuff that matters and make it easy for people to change what they do every day, because they can believe in the quality of the information that they're seeing in front of them. So, you know, I think that's probably going to be one of the things that really topples us into success here. And, you know, the last reflection I make is we've had nothing but a passionate response from the people who've come to be members on this. And, you know, we're doing this on the night after two football games that were characterised by passion, yeah, and characterised by belief. And in the end, you have to say, it was about teams and team performance. And I think that's sort of what we're trying to get at, in a way, with the Alliance. We have stunning examples of brilliant organisational or individual endeavour around this. I mean, I couldn't be prouder of my staff at Merseycare about taking on the zero suicide mantle. But actually, we can't play that game on our own, you know? We may do a great job internally, but we'll only do a partial job. We've got to be in a team, and that team has to display flexibility. It has to have great information at its fingertips, as I've said. And then it has to be characterised by the passion to all point in one direction.
I love it. Brilliant. Never give up.
Never give up.